As that Democratic primary campaign grinds on, money has become one of Hillary Clinton's biggest problems. Lack of money can force even the most determined presidential hopeful to the sidelines, but few would have foreseen it happening to Clinton, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
In the beginning, back in January 2007, conventional wisdom held that Senator Clinton would vacuum up all available cash in the Democratic primaries. And in traditional terms, she did. But Barack Obama found hundreds of thousands of donors that traditional Democratic money raisers had never reached, and he quickly turned the race with Clinton into a duel for dollars. By the time the actual voting began in January of this year, Obama was winning the money race in large part by dominating on the Internet. The Clinton campaign fought back. On January 9th, the day after Clinton's upset win in New Hampshire, her campaign chairman, Terry McAuliffe, crowed on NPR's Morning Edition about Clinton's bounce in Internet fundraising.
Since last night, we have raised about $750,000, and that's all online. We've been getting, about 500 hits per minute.
Clinton would go on to have other good nights with their big bounces, but Obama's fundraising never faltered. His donor list hit an astonishing 500,000 names and just kept growing. This month, it passed 1.5 million. Clinton's efforts were simply swamped. By April 22nd, the night of her big win in Pennsylvania, Clinton was pleading for cash even as she declared victory.
We can only keep winning if we can keep competing with an opponent who outspends us so massively. So I hope you'll go to HillaryClinton.com.
And this week, after she lost North Carolina and squeezed out a win in Indiana, she made that appeal again. But this time, there was no rush to proclaim an influx of Internet cash. Here's campaign spokesman Howard Wolfson.
We had the second best fundraising month that we've had in this campaign last month. We've raised an awful lot of money in this campaign. Senator Obama, to his credit, has raised more.
Finally, yesterday, National Finance Chairman Hassan Namazi said in an interview that the campaign collected more than $1 million online in the 24 hours after Tuesday's primaries, and then it raised another $1 million-plus at a major donor event in Washington, D.C. Still, Colby College political scientist Anthony Corrado says that Clinton's spending now outstrips her fundraising.
We've now reached the point in the campaign where Senator Clinton's fundraising can no longer support the costs of her campaign.
The campaign continues thanks to personal loans from Clinton and her husband, more than $6 million in the past month. What difference does all this make? Corrado says Obama's cash advantage was on display in North Carolina and Indiana.
He had offices in the states before she did. He had more offices and staff in place. He began on television about 3 weeks before Clinton began advertising there, and in the end ended up spending about $8 million on television as compared to $4.5 million for Senator Clinton.
Money isn't everything, even in politics. Obama outspent Clinton in Pennsylvania and still lost by 10 points. He could easily outspend her in the next few days in West Virginia, but she's expected to win there by 30. Then comes Oregon. Independent pollster Tim Hibbetts in Portland says that Obama's been on TV there for more than a week. Clinton's ads just started airing. Hibbetts says Clinton has 7 field offices. Obama has 17.
They're on the ground in a lot more places in Oregon, and they're on the ground in some small and mid-sized towns that I think a presidential campaign has not opened an office in for quite some time.
Someone's waiting, of course, for the Democrats to pick their nominee. That's Republican candidate John McCain, who plans to take public funds for the general election. But until then, he has to depend on private donors. And he's never been a first-rate fundraiser. In the first 3 months of this year, he brought in roughly $400,000 a day. Obama was banking 3 times as much, $1.2 million per day. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you can gauge the pace of the money race at npr.org.